Well, last week we announced our Sport Relief Challenge. In March, we will be travelling the 127.5-mile length of the Leeds-Liverpool Canal from the Albert Dock in Liverpool to Granary Wharf in Leeds in a swan-shaped pedalo called Grace.
A foolish endeavour, it has to be said. If you've been on our BBC Radio Leeds Facebook page, you can follow our training schedule and behind-the-scenes preparation. You can leave your messages as well, and any tips you can give us to prepare for the biggest challenge of our lives. And someone who did just that and left us a message of support was ex-soldier Michael Parkinson from Riddlesden. And Michael walked the length of the Leeds-Liverpool Canal in less than 48 hours for the Support Our Soldiers charity. And Michael's here now. You've not walked in this morning, have you?
No.
Well done, by the way.
An incredible achievement. How on earth did you manage that distance in under 48 hours?
It's a case of it's psychologically demanding, very mentally demanding. And you just got to set your sights and go, really.
Take us through it then. Where did you start? Where did you finish? What time?
I started at 4:30 on the 27th of June last year.
4:30 in the morning?
In the morning, yeah, at Stanley Dock, Liverpool. And I basically walked all the way to Leeds.
Gosh, man, that's incredible.
How did you keep going? Sort of, were there any points that you thought, oh, I can't carry on with this?
Most definitely, yeah. It was a point where I passed my house, and my house is about 10 metres away from the actual canal. And it was a case of, do I pop in for a stretch, coffee and a hot bath? But I knew I'd be thinking that, so further on down, about a mile down, my mum and dad, Jack and Lil, were there with a litre of milk and some tuna sandwiches and the dog, which I didn't take because it's too hot. Because the dog was going to do the last 17 miles with me into Leeds.
Tuna sandwiches, Catherine. We need
That's
to pack them
key.
Up.
That's yeah. Definitely the key. In terms of sleep deprivation, because presumably you must have just kept going over the 48 hours.
Well, the towpaths basically go to nothing. And I've got a phobia about thunder, and it started to thunder. So I sat under a bridge for about half an hour. And then carried on walking. Then when the light basically disappeared, I couldn't see the towpath at all. So to avoid injury, the support crew, Karen, she said, come to the van, and then first light, carry on. And I couldn't sleep because I thought, first light, I'm going to miss first light, and I need, this is my target, less than 48 hours. And as soon as it was light, just carried on again. That was just past Burnley.
It's very scenic. In part, also yeah. Not particularly scenic in others. Which were your favourite bits of the walk? Which are the bits that you thought, I need to walk a bit faster?
My favourite bits were like going through Liverpool, Wigan, lovely sights, you know, yeah. Taking the sights. My worst were the last 40 miles where I was just looking at the towpath, being careful where to put my feet because I had blisters, bad
blisters. I can't imagine.